almost probably as busy in the offseason as you are during the season.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Getting ready for the season is harder than running the season, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's harder for me.
Same.
Is it? Must be tough.
It's great. I mean, it ain't tough, but I mean, it's
fun.
Just,
I've seen a lot of pictures.
Busy.
A lot of pictures of Shields busy. Tweeting, just laying poolside. So apparently the assistants are doing all the work.
No, I don't. Well, first of all, I'd like to see that picture.
No, you wouldn't. I don't know that you would. We're going to talk about Spectacular and the basketball schedule, which came out. You guys have built yourself quite a little road schedule here. Robin, tell Joe what all you brought in today. I know you've already impressed Matty T, and he's a hard guy to impress.
What did we bring in?
Oh, there's just food around the corner. You just got to go help yourself.
It's already gone.
How do you like pizza?
Well,
Joe likes pizza.
I like pizza.
Bring pizza.
I don't like black olives.
In a hurry.
Ollie cheers.
I don't like black olives.
I would not have guessed that. Yep. What, you like green olives? You're anti-olive.
No, I like green olives in certain things. Dry.
Those aren't olives, Joe.
Whatever.
Okay.
They're green.
Yeah, they are. Okay. So what else? I had the Hawaiian.
Oh, there's,
do you call it that?
Yeah. We got a Hawaiian pizza out there. I got a veggie pizza. I brought in a three meat and the new deep dish crust.
Deep dish is fantastic.
We've been selling a lot of deep dish. Matty T approves.
Yes.
I think he also approved of the stuffed crust pizza.
Absolutely.
We brought in. So
it's just safe, guys. It's safe for you now.
Thanks, bro.
Just letting people know that we are more than hot and ready. I mean, we do have our pepperoni, sausage, cheese, and three meats. We keep hot and ready every day, all day long, but we have all kinds of other things we can make for you. Just call ahead. Give us a heads up. We'll have it ready for you when you get to the store.
Somebody tricked you into having RJ Hawk out for lunch on Friday, I hear.
Yeah. Rumor has it I'm going to be there, too. So.
Which location is he going to be?
North Little Rock.
Okay. Do you know what the address is there?
I believe we're going up to the new Indian Hills location.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going to take RJ to a new spot, huh?
Yeah.
Risky business, my friend.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
What's your pizza of choice? I'm sure I ask you this every time you come in.
My pizza of choice? I don't know. The three meats are always tempting. I mean, it's always tastier but I actually kind of like the veggies, too.
What three is on the...
It's pepperoni, sausage, and bacon.
It's pretty good.
We're talking all hog here. All hog, all day long.
I like the veggie pizza, but I also like it loaded up with a bunch of meat on it.
There you go.
So I like a vegetarian pizza with a bunch of meat on it.
There you go.
That didn't cease to be a vegetarian.
A
yeah, okay. Same difference. I saw a funny T-shirt this weekend when I was in Colorado. It had something to do with crumbled up green olives. Kidding. It said if God wanted us to be vegetarians, he would have made broccoli more fun to shoot at.
Well, that's probably
think
a
about that for a minute.
Comment there, too.
How many locations in Central Arkansas?
19.
That's a lot. Are you responsible
working on
for
20.
Everybody?
Parts of it, yes.
20 is a nice round number. That's easier to remember.
We'll have 20 here sometime after the first year. We are doing a little facelifting around the area. We relocated the Sherwood location right across into North Little Rock here this past year. Right there on the Indian Hills location at McCain North Hills Boulevard and Country Club there. And then we've got a couple facelifts going on in Little Rock and Southwest Little Rock that'll be happening this year. So what we've kind of changed to is a lot of our stores will have drive-through access, and that tends to, for some reason, increase business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lazy. I like I like a drive-through.
So that's what we're doing.
I'm not afraid to roll through a drive-through. I'm into that. All right, well, good. And if people want to call for Hot and Ready, is there one number they get you?
No, they just need to call. We got store locations out there. In fact, right now, one of the things we've been promoting is we got all the high school football teams' store magnets or schedules on a magnet at the store. They just want to stop by, pick one up, they can. Stick it on their refrigerator or whatever. They'll have a list of all their local football teams, when they're playing on the road, when they're at home, and we're out there to cater to their business.
Shelly says that... It's Camp Robinson Friday.
Camp Robinson, there we go.
Does that sound right?
Wasn't sure which one, yeah.
We'll go with that, okay. How many locations at North Little Rock? You must have multiple,
we got
obviously.
Two.
Okay.
We just actually three, because I forgot about. Indian Hills is actually in the North Little Rock side, and we got a store out in Rose City on Broadway.
Appreciate you. You can hang out as long as you like.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Joe about Spectacular.
You bring food, man. You can stay all day.
Yeah, you can co-host overtime coming up next if you'd like. Joe, Spectacular's here almost. It starts at 8 o'clock.
October 10th, yep.
Or 6 o'clock doors,
yep,
I guess.
6 o'clock, the doors open October 10th. Spectacular is our foundation, the Trojan Foundation's largest. I mean, it it raises awareness to our athletics, and I mean it funds so many things for us. I mean, especially in this day and age when, you know, it's cut. I mean, we rely on this event. This is our largest fundraiser, and it's not just for basketball. I mean, it's for the entire athletic program. So it really impacts what we're able to do, what we're able to give our student athletes. It goes from paying for tutors to buying shoes. I mean, it's all encompassing, but it's for the benefit of our student athletes, and it's very big and very important to the success of UAR athletics. And I mean, it opens at 6, Justin, again Thursday, October 10th, and the live auction will begin at 8. There'll be cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. We always honor somebody. Past honorees have been Miss Fisher, Dr. V. Vander Sheeden, we call him Dr. V.
It's easier.
The Coleman family, Jack Kincannon, Kinneman, I'm sorry. And this year's Dr. Wilson, John Wilson. And all these people do so much for us. I mean, they are so good to our program. And last year was our fourth annual, and it was the largest that we've had.
Good.
I mean, it raised $200,000.
Great.
And again, that goes, I mean, that covers, you know, that's just not for travel or meals where that is included. But, I mean, it buys uniforms, tutoring, everything.
Robin, a lot of people don't know this, but Joe Klein is such a kind-hearted individual. He has gone and checked out each and every one of these live auction items to make sure they're up to snuff
right
before they put them on the list for auction, including trips to wine country in Sonoma County, California, as well as a Costa Rica trip. And then there's an opportunity to follow the Trojans for a Virgin Islands basketball trip later in the year.
We're going to the Tropical Shootout, which is the 18th through the 22nd. We play two games down there.
Scenic Tortola, British Virgin Islands. I don't know where that is, but I'm sure it's nice this time of year.
I mean, we have a duck hunt by Drew Higginbotham. Jay Oliver's is going to give us a great piece of jewelry, as they always do.
Dana's not coming to this event?
We're trying to keep her away, looking for something on the 10th. If anybody has anything going on the 10th, please let me know. I'll make it worth your while.
Exactly.
Corky's Bucks.
And free
Caesars.
There you go.
Caesars Pizza.
I like that.
You got a trip to Oklahoma City with 4 tickets to any OKC Thunder game during the 13-14 season.
Well, that's pretty big if you can pick
the word there is any.
Exactly.
So,
is LeBron coming to town? I'll have to check their schedule.
They will be in town. The Spurs will be in town. That's a good one there.
That's a really good one.
I mean, that is, you know, you got to give 30 days in advance when you're going to use them for that, but that is huge. You've got, as you said, the wine country.
How about the ageless wonder, Derek Fisher?
I love it, man.
Unbelievable.
Keep playing.
He's older than you, isn't he?
No.
Okay.
But he's trying to do what I do. He's hanging on for dear life. They're going to have to kick him out, and
What year is this?
This is 16 or 17.
That's amazing.
I think it was 96.
He needs to get the 17. Klein deal. He needs to get somebody to write him a check to go away in his last deal.
Well, he'll get that.
That was Joe's last contract. Here's a check. Don't ever come back again.
They wanted me to come, but I kind of had him. It was, if they didn't.
I'm like, wait, if I get this check and I don't have to come.
Well, if they don't give it to me, they couldn't make the trade. It's like I've said for years, it was everything that's right with the NBA and everything that was wrong with the NBA in the same thing. But,
well, I'm going to guess that most of the things that are wrong with the NBA don't favor the players. So good that you got a good deal out of that. But anyway, some other good trips.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Vikings.
You got the World Series. You got the Minnesota Vikings game.
AP.
That includes, this trip includes airfare, hotel accommodations. You receive VIP status, a private tour of Cowboys Stadium. That's a huge one. Duck hunting. I'm not a duck hunter, but you know it's a first class duck hunt for two.
Well, you're tall enough. Ducks probably just flying to you on accident, so you come out fine.
I can't find any. And then we'll have all kinds of other.
How are you gonna hide in a blind anyway? Yeah. I mean, really, come on.
Get some waiters for me.
Tall blind.
That'd be tough. Yeah.
But then we've got, also, as people know who've been there, they've got all kinds of other auction items. But these are the the ones that will go up at the end of the night. And, you know, they're good, and they always have great, great stuff. And then the other stuff that will be on tables is all kinds of things, from dinners to restaurants to playing golf here, playing golf there. I mean, just trips. There's all kinds of, you know, these are just the 10 feature items. Yeah. There's hundreds of things.
The Wine Country trip is cool. It's 4 days, 3 nights in Sonoma. Airfare, 5-star hotel, 5-hour guided tour of the vineyards. How do you do? In a Mercedes that you're hopefully not driving. Nightly wine tastings and complimentary bottles of wine. No blackout dates. And you get a tour of the Jacuzzi Family Winery and Klein Cellars Wine. Not you, Klein, a different Klein. Courtesy of Vic Jacuzzi. So
yeah, it's
that's a deal.
I mean, I took my wife out there on our 25th, and if they're staying, we stayed at a very nice place that we bought in an auction, and the first thing you notice, we pulled up there, and I was asking about renting a car, and the guy looked at me and goes, "Well, we have 5 Mercedes right here, and they're first come, first serve." So when you just, I said, "Well, we want one right now."
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean it, but I mean it's that's priceless. I mean that's incredible. And then they also do another thing that's really cool. When you come in there, you can buy a cork. Like you can buy one cork for $20.
This is not at the winery. This is at the Spectacular.
This is at the Spectacular. Okay. Or you can buy six corks for $100. Okay. And they're obviously numbered. And there'll be two drawings. So they'll put all the corks in a, you know, it's like a raffle, and, mm-hmm. and they put them in a thing, and they pull. And if you win, you win 50 bottles of wine. And
can I win twice?
And it's two drawings, so they're giving away
100 bottles of wine, roughly.
Bottles of wine with if you buy a cork.
Can I get a cork? Can I get two corks pulled?
Absolutely.
So I can end up with 100 bottles.
You can walk out with 100 bottles.
I don't have room for 100 bottles of wine. Can I leave a few at in your garage somewhere? Maybe.
Yes, you could.
Okay. Jeez, Joe. There's only 13 bottles of wine in here. What happened?
But I'm just, I mean, this, you know, I mean, if anybody, and there's something for everybody at this. I mean, you don't have to come in and drop a ton of money. I mean, you should,
but you don't have to.
But you can go, you can visit UALRTrojans.com/spectacular, and that's spelled SPECTACUALR. And then,
With you spelling anything, Joe.
Or you can contact Andrea Angel at 501-569-3393 and alangel@ualr.edu with any questions. But it's a good time, and I'm telling you, I can't even begin to tell you how this helps us.
I'm excited.
It's fun, and there's something there for everybody. You don't have to be a high dollar spender. You can come and just buy a ticket. I mean, we need this. This really, really helps.
And, I see a lot of stuff on this list that I need.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to get my wife busy on the 10th, though, probably with your wife, and I'll try to come on my own. Be a lot safer for me.
Yes, it would.
We'll be back with Robin and Big Joe Klein. We're going to talk about the UALR schedule coming up. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I see it?
Get some tough road games.
I know, brother.
We will
I've been
be
trying
back.
To stay away from it.
12:31. Stay tuned.